Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Paul Hamilton. He has the facts to back up his opinions. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Old Paul Hamilton. Sabres are in Pittsburgh tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop, 6 p.m. pregame. We'll hopefully be hearing from Paul here in just a few minutes. Before that, though, we did see it yesterday. No Josh Norris. Initially, when we were doing the show, we hadn't heard from Lindy Ruff yet. So there was
we maybe, had not heard from Lindy
there were
Ruff,
some good
yes.
feelings of like maybe he'll play tonight. And that
I got a little
huge.
Giddy. We saw the lines, and I'm like, ooh, I really like what they're going to do with him when he comes back into this lineup here.
Turns out though, it's going to be at least a few more days. They're looking at the weekend. Does Friday count for the weekend?
Yeah,
I'm counting it for the weekend.
I mean, is it not a weekend day? Do people not count Friday as a weekend day?
No, I think
Friday
people...
is my last day of work. So yes, it is the end of my week.
Okay.
It is Sunday still counts as the weekend, even though it starts the new week.
It is the weekend for people working. It's their week's end, right?
You work Friday? 7 days a week, Derek.
Well, we do, yes, but like I don't count in this. I'm talking about people
the
with
normal
a nine
situation.
I'm talking about people with a 9-to-5-er.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're doing with that, Mike, but it is confounding me.
But like so with Norris, I mean, with or without him, like the Sabres are starting to get healthier. You're seeing that with Benson and Zucker. Zucker was even on the station yesterday talking with Sneaky Joe. So like they're starting to get healthier and they've done good enough
right
to stay interesting, to stay relevant in an Eastern Conference that kind of refuses to push anybody out. Everyone, you know, no one's left behind. We're all going to be in this together. Somebody's got to figure this out. And they've been
somebody's
able to keep
got to figure this out.
But they've been able to keep themselves interesting. And now with them starting to get healthy, it does make things more fun. I mean, like, there's always a fear with the Sabres of the last 14 going on 15 years that before Thanksgiving, before Christmas, the season is over with. You've mentioned, though, you know, coming up, we're going to have a lengthy road trip. And this team has been bad on the road. I know, Bill Sabres both bad on the road this year. But the Sabres have been bad on the road. In many aspects, that is kind of going to be the season.
It's honestly kind of what separates them from the last place team in the Atlantic right now of Toronto. They have two extra points on the road despite having a 1-5-2 record. Toronto is just straight up 1-6. So there's where your difference is right now. The Sabres are not in last place in the division. Well, that's because they've been able to snag a couple extra points because of it. But yes, the fact that the two Buffalo teams have combined for 3 wins this year and we're well into the end of November, that's not good. And now, though, this is going to be an opportunity to quite literally double your win total tonight against Pittsburgh. It is an opportunity to move yourself back up in this conversation of, hey, the Eastern Conference is keeping everyone here. Hey, you know what? Win tonight, you can change a lot of things and do a lot in your favor coming back for a Friday matinee and, in addition, setting yourself up for a December trip that is really going to matter a lot.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. We've been talking Bills and really the NFL schedule over the next few days, talking hockey now. We'll see if we can connect to our own Paul Hamilton, who I believe is in Pittsburgh for tonight's game. Pittsburgh, by the way, don't look that old. Malkin is having a very good year. Crosby's looking very good.
They don't look one of the oldest teams in the NHL, but also at the same time, you're able to get them right now.
Yeah.
They've lost five of their last six.
Mm-hmm.
It is an opportunity. You're catching them at a down time right now. The Sabres have also been known to be a remedy for teams that are skidding, but you have an opportunity here to really try to keep things going, keep them down a little bit. All you have to do, really, and I know that this is a very interesting thing to say when I say all you have to do, is weather the storm between Malkin and Crosby. Their depth is kind of...
it's questionable.
I would say depreciating in terms of what they're able to do. It's kind of like what the Sabres were built with here. To start the season, it's Tuck, it's Tage, it's Dahlin. The Stars weren't scoring, and therefore the Sabres were really off to a poor start because of it. And in Pittsburgh, it's Malkin, it's Crosby, and then it's not much else, really. I mean, like, Carlson is their leading defenseman in terms of points at 13 in 21 games. You can get these guys. And Pittsburgh has been frustrating, especially last year. There is the game where they lose in overtime because of a collapse in Pittsburgh. You want to make sure you go ahead and remedy that. Their goaltending isn't what I'd call particularly amongst the greatest in the world. You can beat them. Doesn't matter who they're starting here. If you can weather the storm, if you don't let Crosby dominate you like he always does, you got yourselves a chance.
Yeah, you do very well against Connor McDavid. Not so well against Sidney Crosby.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, McDavid's like the one star that really struggles against Buffalo.
Yeah, in particular. Like, every time he plays.
Yeah,
here.
It is Buffalo in particular, and especially here in Buffalo. But,
so yeah. Though, I mean, they've won four of their last five. Like, they've been able to kind of, steady the ship after the losing streak. And really, because the Eastern Conference is what it is, you're in a position, you win two or three more in a row, all of a sudden, you're at the top half of the teams battling for a wild card, and you're in a much better position. You are getting healthier, what have you. You're not in a position where, all right, we're just going to be selling off pieces in January. Hopefully, we're going to be selling off pieces in January. It's where I'm at with them. I just want them to make the playoffs. I kind of also, now I'm at a point, I just want an interesting season. I just want it to a point where when the weather's starting to turn, when the Bills are done, I'm not immediately going to draft coverage because, oh my goodness, the Sabres are in last again, and that's just a tragedy to discuss
them.
It's
funny
you mentioned. They're not right now, which is good.
It's funny you mentioned the win streak thing. When it comes to the entirety of the Atlantic Division in their last 10 games, there are only three teams that are doing better than 500. The Lightning at 7-3 in their last 10, who have now overtaken the top spot in the Atlantic Division, by the way. The Florida Panthers with a 6-4 grouping in their last 10, who are only 3 points ahead of Buffalo, by the way. And Boston, 6-4. But Boston has played the most games of anybody with 24. And they have yet to collect a single overtime loss. The only team in the NHL, by the way, that's played more games than Boston is Edmonton. And Edmonton only has 25 points in 25 games. But Boston is just a straight up 13-11. They're either winning or they're losing. It's all in regulation. They do have an overtime win. They have four overtime wins. Sorry.
So they just don't have the overtime loss.
No. But they're either winning the game or they're losing in regulation. Because they also have, tied with the Rangers, the most regulation losses in the Eastern Conference. They're weird. And it's exactly more to your point of, The Eastern Conference is letting everyone hang out. But when it comes to the Sabres themselves, it is becoming clear that there is this, you win, you're staying in net, rotation going on here between Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, Alex Lyon, and Colton Ellis. You win, you're staying in. We're going to keep going with guys that are going to be winning the games, right? Here is an opportunity for Luukkonen to really stand out again and say, no, I'm the guy with the contract, and here's why. Because it's not like entering the season, the names of Colton Ellis and Alex Lyon should be really like moving the needle for taking over as a true number one at goaltender. It is because Lukanen's inconsistencies that we've had to talk about that. If this team can go ahead and get some consistency in net, stringing some wins together, that means, then you have something there. We're working with something there. And the other thing that has been happening now is your top guys are scoring again. Mm-hmm. Your top guys are back to form. Your top guys are giving you a little bit more now. And that is, Tuck and Thompson both are at 21 points on the year in 22 games. Thompson's riding a six-game goal scoring streak.
Yeah, you mentioned that yesterday during Primetime Performers, that he once he got moved back to the middle at center,
he's putting the puck back in the net.
He's playing much, much better.
And that's the big deal, is that he's putting the puck in the net. The depth is also something that has become far more intriguing about this team this year. Because I highlighted how Pittsburgh, like, if you could weather the storm, Malkin and Crosby, you can kind of survive a little bit, right? They only have six players in double digits in scoring. Conversely, the Sabres, there's nine at 10 points or higher. And one of them being the darling surprise of the year in Matias Samuelsson. But they're getting scoring from places that they weren't really expecting to. And that's kind of how they've been able to keep themselves afloat with the massive amount of injuries that they've been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting scoring from Josh Stone on a regular basis at this point as a middle six fixture for this team that's been playing on the top line now, even as a matter of fact, because of what he's been able to do. Ryan McLeod has figured out that early season funk of his as well.
Yeah, he has stabilized that.
He's stabilized that, but also he's back to being able to play a role that is not a first-line center. He's not mm-hmm. that, and that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly normal. But he's figuring it out. Jack Quinn has inconsistency issues of his own, but there are nights that he has looked like the best player on the ice on a team with Tuck, Dahlin, and Thompson. And even if the production's not there, he's looking like one of the most confident skaters at times. Zucker comes back in the lineup and immediately starts contributing again. Benson comes back in the lineup. He gets another point. He's the point-per-game player on the Buffalo Sabres. Dahlin comes back from visiting his fiancée. He has been lights out for this team in terms of distribution, defensive play, and being able to be the leader that he is supposed to be once again. As a matter of fact, he had a four-game point streak before the Carolina win.
Yeah, he once he came back from Sweden, he has looked like a different player. To start the season, it was a rough go, and most of us kind of acknowledged it was due to everything going on in his personal life. Saw his fiance. It sounds like everything's going very well there, and he's come back, and he's looked great. By the way, Paul Hamilton, we're hoping now 11:30. They're all waiting for Lindy Ruff to speak. He hasn't spoken yet.
So
that's the big holdup, is that Lindy Ruff is not yet
spoken.
Don't
be talking to us if the coach is speaking. You know,
so hopefully we'll get him at 11:30. We'll see. We'll
put us on the back
by ear. But yeah, I mean, they're taking on Pittsburgh tonight, and I think what's maybe most encouraging is they're getting healthier and the top end guys are starting to perform like top end guys. Tage Thompson is starting to look like a guy that does, in fact, want to play for Team USA for the Olympics. Alex Tuck is looking like a guy that could potentially play for Team USA in the Olympics. And then, like you mentioned, Josh Stone being kind of a stunning surprise for many. I don't want to say all, but for many.
He was seen as the throw-in on the deal.
Yeah, I know guys like Owen Parker were big on him of like, no, guys, he can play. And kind of from night one, he's been there. And I mentioned it yesterday. I tweeted out as well. Norris is not playing tonight. We know that. But the lineups they were cooking with yesterday at practice, that's the best I have felt about this lineup all year. Because you mentioned to start the year, Benson's not in. Kesselring's not in. And then as the weeks go by, you know, Thompson isn't playing his best. Tuck doesn't look very good. And he's a guy that, you know, wants to have a contract. Dahlin, we just mentioned, wasn't playing particularly well. Now all of a sudden the gears are starting to turn. No one is saying they're going to be a Stanley Cup winning team. That's not the expectation right now at all. And it shouldn't be. And if that is your expectation this year, I'm sorry to inform you, you got to change that. But right now, if they can keep this going, if they can start stringing these wins together, if they can start picking up wins on the road, finishing out some of these games. The loser points has helped them stay afloat. They should have finished some of these games earlier in the year.
Because the context is there of you lost those games
You didn't pick up a loser point.
Yeah.
You lost
Utah's the one where you go, you didn't play your best game and you stole a point. That's exactly what you mean by grabbing those points. What they did was they did kind of really choke on the opportunity to get two in those other three overtime losses. That part has to be better. But we have seen the Sabres of years past find ways to lose those games also in regulation.
Oh, absolutely. So like that's where, and we've talked to Paul a lot about this too, of, you know, what is different with this team? Like, are they really different from years past? This goes back to when we were 10 games in and the record actually looked, you know, remarkably similar to in years past, the last 10 years. But it was different where, you know, they're grinding out, they're getting depth scoring, you know, arguably they were playing like their C game and still doing quite well. Now we're at a different point in the year. You've gone through a little bit of a losing streak and you weathered that storm. It didn't balloon into 13 straight games or 10 straight games. I think what did it end at? Six? Seven?
It ended at five.
And now you've won four of your last five. And you've beaten teams that maybe arguably you shouldn't have. You know, Carolina, I know not on the road, but at home you were able to get quite a convincing 4-1 win over them. Edmonton, who they're having a very bad year, but it's a real convincing 5-1 win over them. The ones that have hurt you have actually been against teams that aren't particularly good. St. Louis, a 3-0 loss, and then Calgary, 6-2 loss, both of which they were coming, that was their back-to-back leg. For me, I look at the schedule, Pittsburgh tonight at 7 in Pittsburgh, start actually getting road points, start winning on the road, start playing like the same team. And then you get the Devils at home on a Black Friday. And I think tonight, if you get a win here, I think that building alone, just because of the holiday week, is going to be a packed barn. It is. I fully believe that.
The fans really are ready at the first moment to be heard again. And it's something that you see when you go to the games at this point. This year, all of us have varying degrees of been able to attend games with credentials this year. So we see it. This fan base does want to be engaged. And at home, they are a vibe in particular. They're a very good team at home. But it's like you said tonight, you've got to become a serious NHL team by winning a game on the road tonight.
Well, and especially because you look at the rest of the schedule.
You look at the rest of the Eastern Conference, Zach.
Yeah.
Buffalo and Toronto have one road win this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one other team that has that little, and that's Nashville with their paltry 16 points and in last place in the entire league.
Yeah, the worst team points percentage-wise in
but
the NHL.
But in the Eastern Conference, the next lowest is 3. You are that far behind right now. Mm-hmm. You've got to win games on the road. This is how you're going to make yourselves back into a conversation. And that's why I say December 3rd is a huge deal for them. Why? That's that six-game roader. Mm-hmm. It starts in Philadelphia, and then you go to the Pacific Northwest, which you... Typically, the Sabres have, even with their down years, played pretty well.
You do get also kind of a nice clump of teams there that aren't particularly good. We already mentioned Edmonton. They're having a really bad year. Lone game yesterday, by the way. They lose 8-3 to Dallas. Calgary, one of the worst teams in hockey. Vancouver.
And a chance at revenge with them.
Right. Vancouver, I haven't even really looked at them, but they're always kind of up and down the last few years.
Ready? They are another team that is below Buffalo in the standings now.
All right, so that's 3 in a row.
The Western Conference has turned into the AFC where, like, the bad teams are bad.
Yeah, the bad teams are bad. And so you've got a group there that's where it can really start going. And, again, you know, take advantage of a conference that is down. And that ultimately, and while I agree with Paul, you can't really jump 6 of these teams in a run here. I know Sneaky Joe brought up on the morning, though, maybe jump a team a week. You know, just start, you know, grinding your way back in. And it may not take all that much. If you go on a 5-6 game winning streak, you've probably actually jumped a lot of those teams. Based on how the Eastern Conference has played, a number of those teams probably lost 2 in a row, 3 in a row, or they just weren't able to pick up points for a few games, or they pick up just like 1 or 2 points in, you know, a 4-game run here. There is an opportunity for them, and maybe they're getting healthy at the right time. They were able to weather the storm, stay alive, just enough to now maybe make a jump here. I don't know. To be perfectly honest, this team does not give me a lot of faith. I'm enjoying watching them more than I have in years past. They're a much more difficult group to play against, right? And do you go to Paul saying. But I don't have faith in them yet. I really don't yet.
And there's a lot of people that are in your shoes of like, and I'm getting to that same spot logically with them, but I'm one of those people that like, if I was in that crowd, I'm ready to get hurt again. Even talking about them in this chair, I'm ready to get hurt again by them. I'm ready to be fooled by them. And at some point during that 5-game losing streak, I'm like, all right, well, I fell for it again, right? Because this is still, at the end of the day, a critical crossroads here for the Buffalo Sabres as well. Kevin Adams, his contract is up at the end of the year. I don't think that they fire him with half of a year left on a contract. But if they don't make it, you are looking at probably not advisable to sign him to a contract extension after 6 years and no playoffs. Yeah, no, that's not a good idea. And if that's the case, are they looking at, is Jarmo Kekalainen the guy that gets moved up? Do they go outside the organization for a different GM hire? What do you do here? And if so, does the new GM, be Kekalainen or somebody else, decide on going into another rebuild?
803-0550, the number to call. We'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, Paul Hamilton, Lindy Ruff is done with the media, so we'll get a word in with Paul as the Sabres get ready to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins later tonight at 7, 6 p.m. pregame, both right here on WGR. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hour number two rolls along here. And now we go to the Western Hotline. Paul Hamilton joins the show. Paul, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. How?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Aria.
Good, good.
I can tell you it's a 3-hour and 4-minute drive from my house to the arena.
Beautiful.
I was going to ask how the drive was because we talked about that yesterday, and I was like, good for you. You're just going to drive in the morning. Good for you.
Beautiful.
One of the media guys said, did you fly here? I says, no, I have an Indy car. I said, anytime I travel, I just go in my Indy car and I can get there quickly.
There you go.
We were talking with Sal in the last hour, mentioning that like the teams, like regardless of how close the city is, they're going to fly. And I did the flight from Buffalo to Pittsburgh in college. And by the end of it, you're like, that was so pointless. I should have just drove. Like, there was no point.
If the airport were closer to the city, that's different. But it takes you 45 minutes to an hour to get from the airport to the city. So that's an hour of the 3 hours that you would have been driving. Plus, you got to the airport early, maybe an hour early. There's another one of the hours. You know, so at the end of the day, it absolutely, even if it's a direct flight, which you can't get anymore.
No.
Last time I came to Pittsburgh, I had to connect in Washington. It's like, what am I doing?
It just feels so ridiculous.
Why am I?
I love those.
Why am I going Buffalo to Washington, Washington to Pittsburgh when I could have just driven there in 3 hours? But you never know about the weather, and tomorrow it might take me 8 hours to drive home. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Right, absolutely. Well, tonight we do have a Sabres game. They are at Pittsburgh, as we're mentioning here. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 p.m. pregame. We did have to change the time when you would jump on. We just heard from Lindy Ruff. Do we hear anything from tonight? We do know Josh Norris is not playing this evening.
Right. You know what I did ask him is, what's your thought? You know, if because Norris and Thompson had a bit of a chemistry during preseason and the four games maybe they've played next to each other, three, you know, last year, one this year. But do you really want to break up what Thompson has going now with Tuck and Doan? You know, that's going really well. And it sounds like his plan is not to break that up. Yep. And he goes, it's really good if we could get two really good lines. He goes, with what Norris and Benson can bring. And he goes, if we find somebody to play with them, and then there's two really good lines that other teams have to worry about. He goes, it just makes us a better team. So that sounds like the direction he's headed in. For me, I would probably try Jack Quinn first. I'm very intrigued what Josh Norris might be able to do for Jack Quinn. And Jack Quinn's playing a little bit better the past couple of games. He's been off and on this year, but when he's on, he's been very good. One thing he's done that's very noticeable is improve his skating, you know, and he's flying around and doing well. We know he's got an elite shot. So I don't know. I just thought that would be the first guy I would try there and then go from there. Now, in practice, it was Austlin. I don't have a huge problem with that either. But I think I would try Quinn first.
And Paul, it really does come to me in like how the NHL really works with forwards is it's pairs. And maybe that's what this is where you're diagnosing it with pairs. And I think that Zucker and Quinn is a pair at this point that I don't want to break that up either.
I kind of think Zucker is a pair with McLeod.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the two of them and Greenway were together at the beginning of last year, that was a really good line. And then it all got messed up because of injuries, and then Zucker had to go up to the top six, and McLeod sometimes is in the top six, and it just kind of all got messed up. Now, this year, and I was glad to hear Lindy Ruff talk about Greenway after the game the other night because he did look really a lot slower. He really did in the 11 games he played, and it just – and he said, you know, he doesn't have the strength right now. You know, having the – midsection surgery. I can't think of the name of it. I'll think of it before I. And he said he's had it twice. You know, it didn't take the first time, and he had to have it again. And his core, and he just doesn't have the strength back yet in the core, and it's affected his skating. It's affected the way he plays. You know, now I got the Greenway people coming out of the wall again. Greenway, when he's right, is a very, very good player. Is he going to score 20 goals? No, and that's what people are looking for, some of these people. But he is just like Tuck or better than Tuck at making the other team turn the puck over. Tage Thompson has told me twice now that he likes playing with Greenway. He's asked to play with him at times because of that. He gets turnovers, he gets in on the forecheck, and then gets offensive chances, maybe for the other guys, not necessarily for him, or when he does get him, he doesn't necessarily put them away. But he is an extremely useful – when Greenway is on top of his game, they could use three Greenways. But he has not been on top of his game this year. He just has not been strong enough. So the plan now is he's been practicing, but is to, you know, give him a break and get him in the weight room and get him stronger where, you know, he can play up to the way he's supposed to be playing.
Paul, when it comes to also what they want to do with Norris there, it is kind of the original vision, though, to start the year where the top line was supposed to be Benson, Norris, Thompson. So there is still a little bit of that original vision that would be a little bit in the works there. But I do think that it really will benefit a gunner like Josh Norris, who is able to score goals even in limited seasons where he's not playing a full year. He has scored 30 goals in a year. He has scored 20 goals in a year, even when he deals with his injuries. Having a playmaker like Benson on that line really does look like it would be a great idea to help try to balance more of the scoring in a season where there has been more balance to their scoring.
And you know coaches, they like to juggle lines if things aren't going well. So if you're in the middle of a game and you're down a goal or two and you're just not generating anything, you can switch things around and put Thompson with Norris again for the rest of that game. Sometimes Lindy will do that and then the next practice have it back to the way he started. You know, just to kind of give them a boost in the particular game that they're that you're talking about. And this is a team, I can't tell you how many times I've sat in the press box in this arena. I can think of three different occasions where the Sabres take a pretty good lead, 2-3 goal lead, and lose the game in the second period. And all of a sudden, the Penguins have 4 goals right in a row. Well, they have the firepower to be able to do that. Now, back then, they had Guentzel also.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have Crosby on top of his game. Malkin seems to have gotten his game back. He seemed to me, have lost it for a couple of years. But it just amazes me, Ovechkin and Crosby and Malkin, how they can still be elite at the age they're at. And Lindy talked about that, too. He goes, there are just some athletes that are special, you know, like a Brady in football. He goes, some pitchers in baseball that, no matter how old they get, they just keep the effectiveness and can still keep going. Jaromir Jagr is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
He got better as he went through his 40s. He became a complete hockey player. He was never a complete hockey player when he was putting up points and stuff, and then a lot of times would hurt his team and kind of quit on his team a couple of times. He quit on the New York Rangers in this series against the Buffalo Sabres, out and out quit. And but then as he got older, he became a huge leader, a workout fiend, and just got better and better because he was just a better overall hockey player, but still had that offensive acumen. He's still playing this year, somewhere over in Europe. I think I read it was going to be the last year he's going to go, but he's still going.
That's so upsetting. I really wanted him to be a guy that's like going to go to. He's 53. Never mind. You got to wrap it up at some point.
Are you going to be trying out for NHL hockey when you're 53?
No.
I hope Zachary Jones is trying hockey for the first time at 53.
Oh, my goodness. 53. Like, at some point, someone's got to be the adult in the room and go, Jaromir, retire. Enjoy it. Go to a beach or something like that. But I mean,
well, he is enjoying
do you think
it.
He doesn't go to the beach?
He probably
brother?
Is enjoying it. I'm like, man, 53 is still going. Paul Hamilton here on the Western Hotline. Paul, the Sabres are in a bit of a good run here. They've won 4 of their last 5. And in those wins, they are scoring a lot. 5 against Detroit, 5 against Edmonton, 9 against Chicago, and then 4 against Carolina. They are starting to put the puck behind the goalie, and Thompson, by the way, is leading the league or leading the way as well. He's the only Sabres goal scorer with double-digit goals at 12. What have you seen over this last stretch of games here?
Well, when Thompson and Tuck were just struggling and being accused of trying to play their way out of Buffalo by some fans and whatever the narrative was, Thompson was on a pace for 29 goals. He now has scored 6 straight games, and he's back on a pace for 45, you know, just by, you know, getting hot. And that's – I kind of thought – I talked to him about this after the Toronto series where he scored the 3 goals in the 2 games, and I said, you tend to get on streaks. Do you think this is going to kind of springboard you? And it didn't. He needed this streak.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
You know, all of a sudden one went in, and then the next game it goes in, next one. And he's doing what I thought he was going to do after the Toronto thing. He gets hot, and he gets really hot, and he gets going. So, and the Detroit game, They wouldn't have their only road win if Tage Thompson didn't put the team on its back in the third period. He was as good as he possibly could be. He was phenomenal in that game. And that's what they need from Dahlin and Thompson and Tuck. Those are the guys that have the ability to put this team on their backs and say, okay, this isn't going well. We're going to show you the way. Thompson did that against Detroit. They picked up their first road win, and I think he's played well ever since. You know, and I think Tuck now has, once he got that four-assist game, now he looks like Alex Tuck in. Now he's stealing the puck again from players. He wasn't doing that. You know, he wasn't causing turnovers and stealing the puck and doing the things that, you know, how many goals did he score last year, the 36, where he would lift somebody's stick, swipe the puck, and take off the other way?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did it all the time. But that's what you need, you know, when you're a team like Buffalo trying to make its way. Your stars have to be your stars, and they certainly weren't early in the season.
I'm glad you brought up Dahlin too, though, Paul, because Dahlin has been much better, obviously, coming back from Europe, coming back from Sweden after visiting his fiance. It does look like there is the mental clarity there from the captain. But his defensive partner, Mattias Samuelsson, is playing some of the best hockey of his career.
Oh, he's been their best defenseman by far. And he hasn't even been close. He's really, really been good with the way he blocks shots, the way he kills plays. He's been tough in front of the net. The fans went wild the other night when he just kept knocking the guy down. The guy would get back up and knocked him down again.
Ran a couple guys over.
He would get back up and he knocked him down again. It might have been Blake. It was against Carolina. And the fans were just loving it. And that's what Lindy Ruff has been on him for ever since Lindy Ruff has been here. He said, I don't need you to put people through the wall, but I need you to lean on people. I need you to use your size and strength to be able to clear the front of the net. There's too many times you see this a Sabre standing next to the goal scorer, mm-hmm. but not actually covering the goal scorer. Well, he was covering the guy who maybe would have had a chance to score a goal, and there was no way he was going to score.
Paul, last thing for me here. The Sabres are going to be beginning a lengthy road trip here in the next few days. They're on the road, of course, tonight, but they've got one starting in December that's six straight games, and they've been really bad on the road. Now, ultimately, they're playing much better now, but this does seem to be one of those linchpin moments in the season where if they can right some of the wrongs on the road, they've got pretty good teams to go up against. Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver could be teams to go get. Do you see this turning around on the road? Or really, what are you seeing different from when they're at home to when they're on the road?
Well, even the road win, it was only one period in an overtime. They played well, and they didn't play well before that. And they were able to do it, though. So that was their last road game. And here they are. They've picked up 8 out of 10 points. Where's it gotten them? They've passed one team.
Yeah.
They still got seven. They still got seven to go. They're tied with the Rangers. They still have seven to go. So you have to keep it going. Well, if 8 of your next 10 are on the road, you better figure this out, and you better figure out in a hurry. And I wouldn't say they figured it out in Detroit. They just had a good period and were able to get a win. Can you springboard off of that? Maybe. It was a bit ago, though. I mean, you've played four straight games at home since then. But that's the problem of getting so far behind. You go on a hot streak, they got to win in the next 4 out of 5 just to stay close and maybe pass a couple of more teams. And that's a tall task, you know, to go win 8 out of 10 games, this team. You know, so it's now you get 2 at home, 2 on the road to start this all off. And then you finish it all on the road. So you still could get maybe a couple of more wins at home before you're on the road totally, which they have to do. But, they probably still have to pick up 3 out of 4 wins here before they head out west.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline for just a few more minutes. And, Paul, last thing, I mean, you did mention with the weather potentially causing a bit of a stir here. I mean, Thanksgiving tomorrow, any plans, or is it really just drive home and hope to get home kind of deal?
No, I'm a football guy on Thanksgiving. I enjoy.
There we go.
It's not often I can just sit and watch.
There's good games, too.
Not have to take notes and that kind of stuff. So I enjoy doing that.
I mean, finally, Detroit's good. We got Green Bay. Then you got Dallas, Kansas City. And then the night wraps up with Baltimore, Cincinnati. It should be a pretty good day.
Yep.
All right, sir. We will talk again for the pregame at 6 for tonight's Puck Drop. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy Pittsburgh.
You, too. Take care. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You, too, Paul.
Paul Hamilton there on the Wester Hotline. We do have some Bills news before we take our next time out. We do have some clarity on what the Bills are going to be doing in the wide receiver room with all of the guys they have. I mean, we talked about that with Sal.
Yep.
And it means one guy is out. Elijah Moore has been released by the Bills.
Oh, okay.
It makes a little bit of sense. He was a healthy scratch for them along with Keon Coleman. They've really struggled to find a role with him. I'm frustrated by it, to be perfectly honest. Like, if you're going back to July, Zach, I thought there was a real chance he could be not a number one for them, but a guy that, hey, this is what's been on bad teams for the last few years. Instead, he never really discovers a role for the Bills and is ultimately released before the season ends. Elijah Moore, released by the Buffalo Bills, with Brandon Cooks now coming into the 53-man roster. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. We also got some college football news as well. We'll get to that before we wrap today. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we wrap up a Wednesday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Getting you ready for your Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow. We've got three games in the NFL, of course. Lions, Packers, Chiefs, Cowboys, and then Ravens, Bengals for your Thanksgiving slate on Friday. We've got Chicago Bears and Philadelphia Eagles. And then we also got college football as well. UB is going to be at home against Ohio on Friday, trying to get bowl eligible there out of the MAC championship contention, but still could potentially become bowl eligible at 6-6. Big rivalry games as well. Georgia, Georgia Tech, Texas A&M on Saturday. It's going to be Michigan and Ohio State. We do, though, have a lot of the head coaching news that is starting to come around as well. Yesterday, North Texas's head coach, Eric Morris, is going to Oklahoma State. 1-10, Mike Gundy is out.
Right.
But he's going to go over there. However, the difference there is, it has been noted, at least I saw from Pete Thamel of ESPN, He is going to coach the remainder of the season, however long that is, a potential American championship and a potential playoff berth. He will be coaching the rest of the way, which is important. Because if not, we all saw what happened with Florida State when their quarterback was hurt. Didn't matter if they finished undefeated. Everyone knew how bad that team was, and really it was bad ACC that they were able to take advantage of late in that year. They were held out. We know because the same thing could potentially happen to Ole Miss if Lane Kiffin potentially leaves in the middle of this kind of stretch run here. It also sounds like Alex Golish from South Florida is going to Arkansas. And then I saw late last night into this morning, Jim Mora going from UConn to Colorado State. Did a great job at UConn, by the way. Two straight nine-win seasons. That crowd has looked great this last year, but he is not finishing out the year. He is going right to Colorado State. They're going to have an interim coach. And I don't know yet about Golish. It looks like he's going to Arkansas, but we're starting to see some of these coaching jobs, you know, get filled in. I thought it would all start with Lane Kiffin. I still don't know what he's doing. I think he could absolutely stay at Ole Miss.
I think he's just
holding out. I don't think it's going to be Florida. I think it's Ole Miss or LSU.
But it makes sense that everything's moving without him, though. Like, yeah. That's exactly how it should go. The big ticket item kind of gets to play it the way he wants to, and he gets to dictate it. But at the same time, I don't know why all these colleges are getting all giddy in their feelings about Lane Kiffin.
Oh, no.
Guy who really has not had much of an accomplished career as a head coach.
Until now. The Ole Miss stuff has really flipped how people perceive him, because he had the disaster class at Tennessee where he was there for a year and jumped ship to USC. USC was a disaster. The moment for him is when he was on Nick Saban's staff at Alabama. And, I mean, he's getting chewed out for 30-point wins. I mean, like, that was the turning point for him. I'd argue it's the turning point as well for Steve Sarkisian. Like, that is the best coaching tree is Nick Saban in college. That dude just knew how to create great coaches. Kirk Cignitti is on that staff, and he's like the forgotten assistant. Kirby right. Smart dominates at Georgia. Steve Sarkisian, everything he's doing at Texas, now Lane Kiffin. The Ole Miss stuff has really changed him. And now, I think as well, LSU, and why if he takes that job, I think he would do incredible there. Les Miles and Ed Orgeron won national titles there. I would not bang the drum for those two being some of the greatest head coaches in college football history. LSU just is one of those programs that you get there, and as long as you take it seriously and you embrace the Southern culture, the Louisiana culture that is LSU, you will probably do just fine there and probably do incredibly well there. I can understand why teams really want him. He has turned Ole Miss into one of the best teams in college football, and they have not been that since the 60s. So, you know, we'll see what happens. The Egg Bowl, I believe that's also on Friday. That's Mississippi State, Ole Miss. That is going to be a big game. We'll see if anything leads to that. But I think we're going to come to a head with the Lane Kiffin stuff here as college wraps up.
Oh, yeah. Well, Purdue is only 28.5-point underdogs to Indiana.
Indiana's going to smoke them. Looking for that Big Ten championship.
That's going to do it for us for the rest of the week here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Sabres Live coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.